episode 2514, Wake Up to Wow.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you even awake? Is the turkey still got you down? I know you're so tired, but take a deep breath. It is officially the weekend. The holiday season has begun. Turkeys and hams and briskets and you name it. It's family time. But we can't forget who matters most, the one we said I do to. Yes, it's relationship builders. Wake up to wow. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you aren't even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, when the hustle and bustle become the top priority, your relationship takes a back seat. Come alive again and wake up to wow. You know, it's crazy. I've celebrated many holiday seasons. I'm sure you have too. But there are none that I take for granted. Not one. I truly allow myself to be wrapped up in the holiday season. Yes, some people say I'm a little bit crazy. One house, we had over 40-some Christmas trees that my children counted for me because they're like, Mom, you've got like two or three trees in every room. Now, they were not all 5, 6, 7 foot trees or bigger. Some were, you know, smaller ones, 5 foot trees. But I say that if they had lights on and we put ornaments on them, we counted them. It wasn't the cute little statues, ceramics, or anything like that. These were all artificial trees that had to be fluffed and, you know, made beautiful for the season. And some people would scratch their head and say, yeah, you go a little bit overboard, don't you? Well, you got to say, I wrap myself up in the holiday season. But I say that to also say, I still cannot remember all the details of every holiday season. And most of us can't. We remember good and bad points. And unfortunately, a lot of us go towards the bad point. But what I know is true in all of this, that all the hardships and sacrifices throughout the days make a way to celebrations. And that matters. And it doesn't come easy, but there is hope and love through the hardships and sacrifices. Yet most people in relationships, we're not willing to do what it takes. They want the wow without the pow. But in all seriousness, the wow can't come without the pow. Because if it did, what you have would be clouded and taken for granted. So put in the time and wake up to wow. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Wake up to wow. And it's not spelled anyway except W-O-W. And yes, we're going to break it down to three strong points that you need to know what you can use, not just during the holiday season, but throughout every season of your life. And it really will allow you to put the pow in the wow, because you're taking the time to really make a difference in your relationship. Most of us say I do, and it's only during the dating time that we really pay attention, and maybe during the honeymoon. And then we'll have little seasons like a new baby come along, or a new puppy, or a new house, or a new car. There's different milestones, and there seems to be memories and all wrapped around that. But the other everyday activities, really? Are you making an impact in your relationship, or are you taking it for granted? Are you just assuming it's always going to be there? Because you've got to nurture it. It's got to be taken care of, especially if you want to wake up to wow. So what does that look like in every day? Number one, the W, weather the storms. This doesn't come by being the know-it-all in the relationship. I know some of us live by the whole mannerism of, ha, I got this and you don't. You've got to come to my side. You've got to understand what I'm doing. This is my way. This is how I do the dishes. This is how I clean the house. This is how I change the baby's diaper. This is how I take the kids to the activities. Really? There's two sides to everything, and sometimes more. And what we think is being right as an individual, the know-it-all, isn't necessarily right for the other person. It's about learning and growing both personally and as a couple. Because yes, you're an individual, but you're also a couple. And so you have to learn and grow together. It's a melding pot and it's a beautiful thing, but it can be taken the wrong way. So you got to be willing to weather the storms. You've got to be willing to do what it takes to push through those hard times. Number two, occupy the present. If you want to get ahead in anything, especially your marriage, you must be present. Don't try to be queen bee of multitasking. And there are some of us that are really good at it. And there are others of us that just stink at it, right? You know what I'm talking about. You may be one who says, huh, I got this. I know, I'm one of them. And most of the time I do really well, but there are other times I'm like, I'm just falling flat on my face. I'm too tired. I have too much to do. There's just too much hustle and bustle. And I think, oh, but I can do it. And I can't. I wear down. We all wear down. So focus on the one thing that matters, the one you committed till death do you part. If you can commit to that and occupy the present with your spouse, that's a game changer. Because unfortunately, most of the time, we're allowing everything else to occupy us and we're not present. We're putting out fires. Whatever is hot enough gets our attention. You know what I'm talking about, right? If the kid gets sick, you're taking care of the child. If all of a sudden, you know, you've got a flat tire, well, you can't just, you know, sit around and think the flat tire is going to fix itself. You got to go fix the flat tire. If you have a problem at work with your boss, you got to quit and start a new job, right? There's so many things that consume us. So you got to be willing to weather the storms and occupy the present. And finally, number three, W, whisper only truths. Whisper. We can be really loud about a lot of things in life. But most of the things that we're loud about really doesn't matter. Seriously, think about it. Are we just trying to prove our point? Are we just trying to fluff our own feathers? To say, hey, look at me, look at me. Sometimes backing away a little bit and moving in with whispers of truth changes everything. Whether you're talking to yourself or to your sweetheart, you want to make sure that the words are pure in heart. If you're too restless and careless with your words, the impact becomes less. You want to impact more. And so you have to be diligent. You have to be eloquent with your words. Whisper only truths. Both in your head, in your heart, and out loud. Don't get lost in your stuff. Don't let the opportunities to love and support, because it's easier to not do than to do. Wake up to wow. See what's possible. Be optimistic about your relationship. But in that optimism, you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to go the extra mile. You're not going to make it to 25 years of marriage. You're not going to make it to 35 years of marriage, or 50 or 75 or 5 years of marriage. If you're not willing to say, you know what? It's not just about me. It's not about just what I want. It's not just my dreams. There's two people in the relationship. And I have to recognize that. I have to honor that. And that comes with sacrifice and hardships. But in that, I promise you, is beauty. So wake up to wow and really begin to expect the unexpected and see the beauty within your own marriage. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.